Good afternoon, everybody. Happy New Year. Welcome to Skagway Township Council meeting. This is our reorganization meeting for 2022. We're using a little bit of different technology than we've used in the past. I don't anticipate we'll have any issues. If we do, I would just ask folks to have a little bit of patience. And as usual, good manners and politeness usually help us and work through any kind of technical issues. So let me begin the meeting by reading the public statement, the public compliance statement. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login or dial in information, and to the extent known the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, the municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, as well as the municipal website, and providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chances of exposure to COVID-19 as part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you will begin. You should begin to ask all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond if necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone. You can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall have only one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Okay, that brings us to the agenda. Actually, I was supposed to call the meeting to order, so I kind of have done that without necessarily saying we're calling the meeting to order. So that is going to move us to item number 3, which is the salute to the flag. Okay, everybody, I'm going to stand up at least. Tough to do on the phone. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. So the first order of business, I'm only running the meeting temporarily as the, for now, senior person. But the first order of business for 2022 is to nominate the council president for the council in the coming year. So let me open up the floor to nominations. Does anybody have any nominations for council president?
Yes, Councilman Khan, I would like to nominate our colleague, Michelle Lombardi, to the council president position. Michelle is a lifelong resident of Piscataway. going through public schools here, graduating, and now and working in a business in a town next door to Piscataway. She has been a consummate advocate and champion for this town in all arenas. And I believe that Michelle's contributions to this town are too numerous to say here, but suffice to say that I believe that Michelle would be a great candidate to lead us into 2022, hopefully transitioning out of COVID and this pandemic into a more normal society, if that could be a thing anymore. So I would like to nominate Michelle Lombardi to the council president position.
Thank you, Councilwoman Cahill. Is there a second for it, or are there any other nominations for council president? Anybody? I'll tell you what, if no one else is going to second, I will second the nomination. I certainly agree with everything Councilwoman Cahill said. Councilwoman Lombardi's been a tremendous asset to this governing body and to the township. And I'm sure she's been council president in the past. She's always done an excellent job. And I believe she's a great choice to lead the governing body in 2022. Are there any other nominations? If there are no other nominations, I'm going to call one more time. Then I'm going to close the floor for nominations. Anybody else? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to close the floor for nominations, and we do need, why don't we take a vote on that, Melissa?
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw? Councilman Shaw?
He's muted for now.
Yes.
Thank you. Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Well, that does it, Council. Congratulations, Michelle. I'm confident you're going to once again do a great job. And I am going to turn over the gavel to you. And you now have the wheel for the rest of 2022. Take it away.
Thank you so much, everyone, and I look forward to having a very productive year with all of my council colleagues. Thank you so much. And I will now move to number 5, which would be a nomination to elect our council vice president. Can I have a motion to nominate a council vice president, please?
I make a motion, Councilman Rouse, to make that motion to elect Councilman Frank Uren for the vice presidency. I think he's capable, admirable, and able to do all as a good stand-in, if in the case of need to be or just to step forward. I think he's wonderful. He brings a wealth of experience. I just think that I've had time in this short little period to spend some time with him, and I know him as a person, and I think he would do a fantastic job.
Thank you, Councilman Rouse. And may I have a second, please?
Yes, I would like to second that because I think, I know that Frank has been around a long time. He has a lot of interest and he's done a lot of work with the community, the kids, and so forth. And yes, he will do an excellent job working with us as a team.
Thank you, Councilman Ballard. I will now close the nominations, and I will ask Mrs. Cedar to have a roll call vote, please.
Councilman Ballard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Frank and Michelle.
Thank you. Yes, and Councilman Uren will now be our council vice president. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I will now move to number 6, which is the reorganization meeting. I will call this meeting to order. We are now having the Piscataway Town Council reorganization meeting for January 1st, 2022. Mrs. Cedar, could you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Kahn?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Councilman Aaron?
Here.
Council President Lombardi?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Number 8 will be the mayor's appointment, and Mrs. Cedar will now read the mayor's appointment.
So the Civil Rights Advisory Commission, Sherry Alexander, Anna Almanzar, Gloria Cook, Priscilla Miller, Shirley Saunders, Rehan Ahmed. To the Green Initiatives Committee, Roxy James. To the Historic Preservation Advisory Commission, Gabrielle Cahill, Carol Natarelli, Roxy James. To the Municipal Alliance Substance Abuse Task Force, Padma Arvind, Amy Bauman, Alicia Carmen, Chanel McCollum, Agnes Newton, Lieutenant Nicholas Palmisano, Alicia Kwaku, Stephanie Rogers, Reverend Marlon Wilson. To the Planning Board, Gabrielle Cahill, Dawn Corcoran, Michael Foster, the presiding municipal court judge, James P. Hobisch, Esquire, and the OEM coordinator, Paul Snyder.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. We'll now move to number 9, which is open to the public. These are for comments regarding the consent agenda items only. So we will now open this to the public. For each public comment portion, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by pressing the phone *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive and hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which you can make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. And please let me reiterate, please make your statements. After the 3 minutes, you will be muted, and then we will answer your questions. Thank you so much. Do we now have anyone wishing to join this open to the public portion for the consent agenda items only at this time?
Council President, I've asked the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Please state your name, address for us, please.
Good morning. My name is Rajendra Kumar. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
I had received an invitation from the mayor for the Cultural Arts and Advisory Commission. I think I was late a few minutes, so I just wanted to mention my acceptance and humble thank you. Have a great New Year.
Okay, we haven't done that yet, and we are
open
to the public now for the comments for the consent agenda. So if you just hold on a bit, we will get to that point.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
Thank you. I will now close the public portion. We'll now move to number 10, which are the consent agenda resolutions. 4 efficiency items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, there are any items that the council would like to be removed from the consent agenda to be discussed on or voted separately? Seeing none, we will now have Melissa Cedar read some of our consent agenda items.
I'm just going to read some of the appointments that are listed on the agenda. Appointment of Kelly Mitch as Deputy Municipal Clerk, Melissa Cedar as the Registrar of Vital Statistics, Virginia Schiavi as Deputy Registrar and Kelly Mitch as Alternate Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics, Deacon Lenoris Nichols, Pastor Joseph Leo, and Pastor Shalia Hobson to the Board of Ethics. Franklin Leroy Gibson, Catherine Juttner, Eloise Robinson, Councilman Jim Bullard, and Raj Kumar to the Cultural Arts Advisory Commission. Crystal Anderson, Franklin Leroy Gibson, and Steve Sladke to the Health Advisory Commission. Linwood Rouse, Henry Kenny, and Dawn Corcoran to the Housing and Community Development Advisory Committee. Roxy James, Josh Patel, Chris Aravando, Evelyn Hartman, and Timothy Dacey to the Library Board of Trustees. Thomas Rada as Certified Animal Control Officer, and Tajes Patel as Animal Cruelty Investigator. Joanna Drennan and Mark Hardenberg to the Property Maintenance Board of Appeals. Helen Perillo, Michelle Lombardi, Nicole Owens to the Public Relations Advisory Commission. Jim Bullard, Frank Erin, Dennis Espinosa, Marcus Jackson, and Aaron Gibbs to the Recreation Advisory Commission. Henry Kenny to the Rent Leveling Board. Camille Fernicola, Antonio Abano, Lois Jornson, Barbara Reiger, Jim Bullard, Joan Stamil, and Joyce Coles to the Senior Citizen Advisory Commission. Amy Bauman and Michelle Lombardi to the Senior Citizen Housing Board of Trustees. Roy Oreggio and Artie Heyduka to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. James F. Clark III, Esquire, as Supervising Prosecutor. Thomas J. Lanza, Esquire, John Klosinski, Esquire, and Francis M. Womack, Esquire, as Township Prosecutors. Timothy Dacey as Public Agency Compliance Officer. James Harding, Esquire, and John Wisniewski, Esquire, as Public Defenders. Vanessa Colon as Municipal Court Administrator. Angela Dos Santos as Deputy Municipal Court Administrator. Robert Gore, Christopher Yotis, William Griffith, Thomas Przybulski, Brad Stover, and Joseph Quigley as Special Police Officers. Donna Iacchini as Police Matron. And Vandana Kurana as Treasurer.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. I'll now ask for a motion to accept the consent agenda. May I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion, second.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Erwin?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the consent agenda passes. Number 11 are the appointments of the council committees. I will now read those various council people that on which committees they sit. The 2022 appointment of council committees. The Public Safety Committee will be Steve Kahn, Linwood Rouse, and Kapil Shah as the chair. The Public Works Committee will be Jim Bullard, Gabrielle Cahill, and Frank Erin as the chair. Finance will be Jim Bullard, Kapil Shah, and Steve Kahn as the chair. And personnel will be Gabrielle Cahill, Frank Erin, and Linwood Rouse as the chair. Okay, we will now move to number 12, which is announcements and comments from officials. So, Councilman Bullard, do you have any announcements or comments?
I just want to say thank you to all of you and how much you worked last year. And I'm sure that you will work together, or we will work together this year to do a wonderful job and go from there. But happy holiday.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Cahill.
I also, too, want to wish all those in Piscataway and my colleagues here on council and the administration a very happy, healthy new year. My wish for all of us is that we get to spend more time with those we cherish the most. I'm looking forward to continuing the good work that this council and administration has been doing for the town, and look forward to the time when we can all be back together. Thank you. Council President.
Thank you, Councilwoman Cahill. Councilman Khan.
Thank you, Michelle. I too want to say Happy New Year to the residents of the town. 2021 had its challenges. 2022 seems to be starting with the same challenges. I want to just make a quick comment on some of the township's efforts on COVID-19. Due to the mayor's efforts, really from the beginning, we had a testing site, a large testing site in town. Now we have a testing site and a vaccination site in town. And we've done this before. We are now, we're running a clinic, a vaccination clinic at the community center on January 6th. In our efforts to continue to vaccinate the township, the community, we're going to continue in those efforts. As some may know, the school system has had somewhat of a problem, somewhat of an outbreak, and they've taken a pause in school learning, which has serious challenges for parents who work, and of course for the kids. And so we all have an effort to do what we can as leaders of the community. I know we've all done a lot in the last couple of years, and I would just ask my colleagues and the mayor as well, who's really taken a serious leadership position on this, and the members of the public as well, to do what we can to convince, to push, to prod, whatever it takes to try and get the percentage of residents in our community that are vaccinated to increase. I don't know the statistics. I suspect Piscataway is doing pretty well. The county itself is doing pretty well. But I would ask everybody to redouble their efforts. The town will be doing that in this vaccination clinic and other efforts that we'll be running throughout the winter. So thank you. And again, Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you, Councilman Khan. Councilman Rouse.
Yes, just want to say I'm just excited about being in this position as councilman and looking forward to helping all to make sure things run good, better, for the goodwill and the best for Piscataway. Saying Happy New Year's to everyone. Hope that all families and loved ones are safe and that this year will be a promising year, that we can look forward to a brighter future. And praying that that happen, and to all my colleagues and to all here today that I'm speaking to, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Councilman Shaw.
Happy New Year to everybody, all the Piscataway residents and all my colleagues. I want to say thanks for 2021 to support me as a president. And already my colleagues already say for clinic, so make sure we pass on the message to all the residents and they can use it. And I got a lot of messages come from last week that 2021 in challenging year, the Piscataway, what we did it, all these people is really thanks for that. Okay, this, we have a clinic of our own here in Piscataway. So that's really helped to people. So good luck, Michelle. And see you in 2022. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Aaron.
Yes, I just want to wish everybody a happy and healthy New Year. And congratulations on Council President Michelle.
Thanks so much, Councilman. Mayor Brian Waller, please.
Thank you, Council President. Congratulations on being nominated and elected to Council Presidency. And I wanted to thank Kapil Shaw for his your service as the council president last year in 2021. But more importantly, I look forward to working with the residents as well as the members of the township governing body. And I would like to give a little quick shout out to Monica Orlando, because this is her official last meeting serving the township residents as the deputy clerk. She's moving on to a place of business closer to home. And thank you, Monica, for all the years of service you gave the township residents and to the township council members. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Dacey?
Yes, just like to wish everybody a Happy New Year, and I look forward to working with everyone in 2022.
Thank you, Township Attorney Raj Kumar.
Yeah, just wanted to wish everyone a happy new year, but also wanted to thank Monica for her service. I mean, without Melissa and Monica, I don't get half my work done, or, you know, we work as a team, we work as a family. And I just want to thank her and, you know, wish her the best moving forward and on to bigger and better. So, and also I'd like to, Council President, I'd like to ask you if you would permit Melissa Cedar, the clerk, to say a few words. I know she's probably a little emotional, but.
Of course.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Monica for being my right-hand woman for these past couple of years. She's grown, and I have all the confidence in the world that she will absolutely excel where she's going. So thank you, Monica.
Thank you, guys. I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. This is Monica. Thank you to everybody for working with me these past few years. I've learned so much under everybody, administration, township council, Raj. You and Melissa have both helped me grow and given me the confidence to accept a new position as a township clerk in another town. So thank you to everybody. Thank you to the residents, and good luck to everybody in 2022.
Thank you so much. And I'll end all of the comments. It's a privilege and an honor to continue to serve and to serve as your council president. I want to thank you, Kapil, for your service as our council president during a very difficult and challenging year of 2022. Monica, I want to thank you for everything you've done. You did a phenomenal job during a very challenging time for us in this community. And thank you so much for all of your support that you've done for Melissa. So I thank you for that. I look forward to working with all of my council colleagues who all bring quite a different specialty to the team to make it a very productive for Piscataway. And I would like to wish all of our residents a very happy, healthy, prosperous, and peaceful 2022. Please be safe, everyone, and let's just try to be nice to one another this year. So I will now move forward into number 13, which is the agenda session for January 25th, 2022. First up will be a resolution authorizing ward commissioners' compensation. Do we have any questions or concerns regarding that? Seeing none, resolution authorizing final change order for Cedarwood Drive Sanitary Sewer Replacement, MSP Construction Corporation, not to exceed $16,159.14. Any questions or concerns on that item?
None.
Seeing none, I'll now move to number 14, which will be our open to the public portion of the meeting. So if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So at this time, we will open the meeting for the public. So anyone wishing to speak during this public portion, please press star 9 at this time and know that you have 3 minutes in which to speak. And we will mute you, and we will answer your questions. Thank you so much.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual to unmute themselves. Go ahead.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Assemblyman Joe Danielson. I want to wish you all a wonderful, healthy, productive year in 2022. I also want to thank Council President, Mayor, and all the council members for all the hard work and dedication and the valuable deliverables that you bring to everyone in your town. You know, as I go from corner to corner in New Jersey, I put all towns into two categories. One, category one, is towns that are jealous of Piscataway. Category two, towns that should be jealous of Piscataway. Whatever you're doing it right. And don't change a thing. You guys are in tune. You know the pulse of your community. And you know it's about deliverables to your community. God bless you. And if I could be of any help, please remember, I'm always at your service.
Thank you so much, Assemblyman Danielson. Thank you for your comments. Anyone else wishing to speak during this public portion? Please press star 9 at this time.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves.
Hello? Can I be... Melissa, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Please state your name and address, please.
Happy New Year. This is Commissioner Chanel Scott McCollum, Piscataway resident. I would like to wish everyone in Piscataway a happy, healthy, and safe New Year. I would like to congratulate Michelle Lombardi on her appointment to the President of the Council. Congratulations to Vice President Frank Earn. Congratulations. I know that you will both do an excellent job as I've worked with you both in the past. I would like to welcome Councilman Linwood Rouse to the council. You're a member of a great team. As Assemblyman Danielson just said, the team does a great deal of hard work in working with the residents of Piscataway. The council, as well as the mayor, have done an excellent job in being good financial stewards of the residents' money, and we hope that you continue to do that, and I have all the faith in you, knowing that you will do so. I would also like to thank everyone who's agreed to serve in their appointed positions. We appreciate you serving the residents of Piscataway, and I, too, look forward to continuing to serve on the Municipal Alliance. I also would just want to tell everyone to continue to wear your masks, right? Try to be as safe as you possibly can. This is a contagious virus, and try to do everything that you possibly can to protect yourselves and to protect others. And I just want to thank you for your support, because I would not be in the at the county level without the support of the residents of Piscataway. So thank you for all that you do. Thank you for all that you have done to work with me. And I look forward to continue to work not only with the residents of Piscataway, but with also with the mayor and the council. So thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you,
Commissioner McCollum. Happy New Year to you and your family. Anyone else wishing to speak during this public portion, please press star 9 now.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. I will now close the public portion. Number 15 will be adjournment. May I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
May I have a second? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone, and have a very, very happy New Year's Day.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Michelle.
Happy New Year.
And thank you to the technical folks who came in on a holiday to serve us and to serve the community. Folks you don't see that are making this show run back there. Thanks to you guys, too.
CCTV are awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, you're going to technology pro.
The recording has stopped.